a very good use of technology. And HFA doesn't send people into the field by itself, though some of our staff do go and visit our partners. And so we partner with organizations that are seeking to reach the unreached and isolated in the three regions where we wish to work. So Carol's now going to tell you a heartwarming story about a chief.
Okay, so we've had partners that have been working in the Amazon for many years. And our partners have met up with a particular missionary. He's an American who's now actually retired back to America. But 35 years ago, he traveled deep into the Amazon jungle, and he had a target group that he wanted to reach. Did they welcome him? No, they didn't. This tribe was deep in a protected area. There's a government agency in this country who are saying we need to protect our tribes. We need to protect them from outside influences. We need to protect them from disease. We need to protect their culture. But actually, they're keeping out all sorts of other things as well. They're not allowing them any healthcare, any of the support that they might need in those jungle areas. The chief knew this, and he said to that missionary, "Go away from my village and never come back." So the missionary left, but he didn't go completely away. He went to the edge of the protected areas of the jungle, and he established a small centre. He'd already started to learn the language, and he dedicated himself to getting that language under wraps, to learning how to speak it and to write it, and he started to translate the Bible. And when anybody came out of the jungle from those tribes looking for help, he was there to help them with medical problems and other issues. He had a son who also had learnt the language and went overseas for education and then came back as an engineer. And they'd heard that in these jungle areas, the water situation was really bad. These people were drinking contaminated water. There were huge issues with waterborne diseases and sickness and death. And the young man said, "We need to go and build to dig a well in these places, but we can't get in. The government won't let us." Our partner on the ground is Dalton, and he approached the government agency asking for permission. And they were given permission eventually, after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, to drop equipment so a well could be dug. And this young man went with them because he knew the language and could communicate with the tribe. He came back with news of terrible diseases, of terrible problems, injuries, teeth problems, enormous dental issues in the village, and the villagers asking for the medical help that they had been refused for years. He took photographs, and Dalton took those photos to the government and said, "Can't we help them? Can't we go and take some health care?" And eventually, after years and after lots of discussion, the authorities agreed. Relationships were built. And in 2019, I don't know if we were here and talking to you about our CEO, Hans, going into the jungles to help them with some flying logistics and flying into difficult places, storage of fuel, all these sorts of things. And he got the opportunity to go to that village on a safari. And they took along a doctor, a dentist, an engineer, all who were Christians. And they ran clinics, they pulled teeth, and they met the chief. And the Holy Spirit was at work. The people started to realize that these people from the mission station on the edge of the area were there to help them, not to harm them. One guy came and said, "I'm destroying my life with drugs." Despite the government trying to keep everybody out, there are lots of illegal people entering those areas with, there were drug runners, there were loggers, there were people who shouldn't be there. but who got in there, and they brought drugs into those areas. And he said, I'm destroying my life with drugs. Will you help me? He was found 2 days later, floating dead in a river. And others said, we've got the same problems. We need help. We don't want to end up like this guy. Send us missionaries. And when COVID impacted the area and people started to die, they cried out even more. They said, if you can't come to us, we'll come to the edge of the jungle. Teach us your message and we'll take it back. We need help. We will pass that message on. Now, this is a story about the chief. He was an old man by now, and he knew that he needed that message that he had rejected many years ago. So one day, or well over 7 days actually, he hiked for days to meet that same missionary he had thrown out. And when he saw him, he said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. He also said, I'm an old man now, and I need to know the way to eternal life. So he was invited to study the Bible that night with a group who were studying Revelation 21, where it talks about God writing our names in his book of life when we come to him. At the end of the study, as others prayed, the chief said, I want to pray. He said, Dear God, you know my name. Please, will you write your name, my name in your book of life? That dear chief became a believer that day. Now, we heard that he had been bitten 7 times by a venomous snake as he went back to his jungle. He wanted to go back. He wanted to see his people again. And we thought he'd never survive. But amazingly, he did. And he has died recently, but it wasn't before he gathered his tribe, his children, his grandchildren, and the people of his tribe together. And he said to them, don't be afraid of the missionaries. Don't send them away. We need them. Allow them to come. They're here to help us. They're going to bring help. They're going to bring hope. Let them in. And our partners are now seeking for more opportunities to get to those people and to bring good news to them. So let's pray together, shall we? Some words from Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us so that your ways, Lord, may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. And Father, we pray for the nations. We pray for an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine. We pray for comfort for those who mourn, for the injured and those caring for them, for those displaced or sheltering underground from the bombing. May there be humanitarian corridors established for those who need to get out. Please may the international community act wisely and may you bring this war to an end. We pray for other countries in strife, Father, for Afghanistan, Nigeria, Myanmar, and other places known to us. Strengthen your people. May basic human rights again be respected in these places, and may peace return. We ask for our own country here in the UK, where the cost of living is surging. We ask for those who struggle most to get the help that they need. And we pray for support agencies and charities as they seek to help them, that they'll have the resources to do that. We pray for upcoming local elections here and also our federal election in Australia. We ask for parliamentarians to have integrity and honesty and for Christians to be well represented in our parliaments and for your will to be done. And Father, we thank you for all that you have done for HFA. We thank you for this organisation. We thank you for all that we have been able to achieve and our partners who are working so hard on the ground. We pray for more workers for the harvest field. We pray for the unreached who have no way to hear the gospel. We pray for visions and dreams for them And we pray for insight for our team in how to reach them and the right solution to find for each case. And Father, we ask for our water drone. Lord, 2 weeks ago, as we left HFA in Australia, the water drone was in the workshop. Mark 3 is complete. It's waiting for water tests. Father, we pray that those tests will be successful. And Lord, we long that that water drone will be on its way to its target country with your gospel. And Lord, that people's hearts will be softened to receive it. Please continue to bless this tool that you have put into action, that you have put into the minds and hearts of men and women and have made possible. Father, we ask that life will be brought through that tool and all the work of HFA. So back to Psalm 67. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you.